This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. With just 1 month to go until Louisiana's presidential preference primary, a study committee is looking for ways to cut back on the expense of so many elections.
The number of elections, the cost of those elections. We have, unfortunately, several municipalities. They have to be turned over to the Attorney General's office for collection because they can't pay their election cost. Why do I have to have this election? We can't afford it.
Angie Rogers, Commissioner of Elections, says the problem is greatest in small localities when runoffs are required.
It's easy $1,200, $1,500 per precinct every election.
The most frequent extra expense comes with elections for multiple candidate offices.
Where you'll elect three or more, five or more.
It's usually aldermen, councilmen, or constables. State law requires candidates receive 50% plus one of the vote to be elected. But when multiple candidates are vying for multiple seats, that majority isn't always reached, and so a runoff is required.
If we had plurality voting in the primary election, 9 times out of 10, the same candidates would have won in that first election rather than having to go to a runoff for the final majority vote.
Rogers explained in a plurality voting system, the candidates with the most votes are elected, even if it's below a majority. Allowing pluralities to decide multiple candidate offices could eliminate a number of runoff elections. Ronnie Harris, executive director of the Louisiana Municipal Association, says saving money is good, but caution may be in order.
And the people want to have a feeling that, hey, majority rules.
The committee plans to meet again before making recommendations to the legislature. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.